Praise the Lord. Well, let's settle our hearts down into the Word of God and receive from the Holy Spirit today. The title today is, Why Clap Our Hands? Why We Clap Our Hands? Psalm 47 and verse 1 says, Oh, clap your hands, all you people, clap your hands, all you people, shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Wednesday morning, I woke up with this message flowing in my spirit, so I decided to go for it this morning and minister on why we clap our hands before the Lord. And I pray that our hearts and minds will receive the Word of God today. Over the years, I've accumulated 7 or 8 reasons why we should clap our hands before the Lord. And this morning, I'm going to condense that into 3 points, and there are some nuances in there that you may be able to pick up. But why do we clap our hands? The Bible says, clap your hands, all ye people. And notice it says, shout unto God with the voice of triumph. There is a voice of triumph. There is a voice of triumph that God has for us. It's a voice of victory. Exodus 32, 18, I'll give you a few introductory brief scriptures on the second part of this verse. Says, there is those that shout for mastery. When Moses came down from Mount Sinai, he said, it's not the voice of those that shout for mastery. But they recognized that there was a shout for mastery, a shout for victory in the people of God. That was a shout for help. It was a shout for valor. It was a shout of power that would come into the saints of God. All of us are familiar with Joshua chapter 6, as Israel was commanded to march around the walls of Jericho, and God says, that city, that mountain that's before you, that impossible city wall that's before you, that wall will come down, and I want you to march around that city for 6 days, and the 7th day as well, and I want there to be silence. But when those trumpets blow, I want all the people, every member of the congregation of Israel, to lift up a shout. And God, the Bible says, as they came that 7th time and the trumpets shouted, or the trumpets blared out, that the people shouted. And the scripture is very clear, Joshua 6:20, that when the people shouted, the walls of Jericho fell down flat and they went up into the city. This is the way of the Lord. In 2 Chronicles 13 and verse 15, the armies of Judah were surrounded by enemies, compassed by enemies. There was no way out of this battle. Defeat was imminent. But the Bible says, as the praise and worship tribe, the tribe of Judah, began to lift up a shout to the Lord defeated the enemy, and the enemies were broken. It was the shout of praise that brought victory to the people of God that day. Amos chapter 1 and verse 14 says, with shouting in the day of battle. With shouting in the day of battle. Sometimes we face battle, we face pressure, and the Lord says, there's a shout that I want you to bring forth from your spirit. It's the shout of the warriors. It's the shout of the war cry of God, and it brings deliverance. Clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. This morning, point number 1, why clap our hands? It's a powerful way to honor worship and applaud the Lord. Clapping hands is a powerful way to honor, worship, and applaud the Lord. It's a way to show appreciation. Clapping hands is a universal expression of appreciation, of approval. All over the world, when people appreciate something, they applaud it. They give their approval to it. And how much more is the Lord worthy of our clapping, of our applause? I believe every Sunday there should be a standing ovation to the Lord Jesus Christ in His house. Hallelujah. And I thank God for the spirit of praise and worship and acclamation that is in this house. In 2 Kings 11, 12, this was for an earthly king. It says they brought out the king's son, put the crown on him, and gave him the testimony. That is the word of God. They made him king and anointed him, and they clapped their hands and said, long live the king. That was for an earthly monarch. How much more for the Lord, the King of heaven, the great King of kings that we all honor and adore? How much more should there be long and loud applause for the Lord in His house? clapping hands, a powerful way to applaud the Lord, to worship Him. God set applause. God set the clap into His creation. All over the world, day and night, creation is clapping to the Lord. Isaiah 55 and verse 12 says, "For you shall go out with joy and be led out with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth into singing before you, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. When the wind of the Spirit blows through the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, and we begin to clap, it's like the leaves of the trees are clapping their hands all over the earth. When the wind blows, the trees, what a beautiful sound, the rustling of the leaves, that is clapping unto the Lord. That is honor and worship unto the Lord, because all creation praises Him and adores Him." How amazing to stand on the forest floor and hear the wind blowing through the trees, the pines, and the trees of the forest. What a sound it is. It's awesome. It's the sound of the Lord moving in His creation to applaud His name. The rivers, the floods, the oceans clap their hands. Habakkuk 3:10 says, "The mountains saw you and trembled. The overflowing of the water passed by. The deep uttered its voice and lifted its hands on high." One watery arm against the other as the waves crash upon the shores of the earth. They're clapping unto the Lord. It's the sound of praise of God's creation unto Him. You listen to the rivers pounding over the rocks or the waterfalls. It's the sound of clapping unto the Lord. It's a wonderful sound of the blessing and praise of God. Psalm 98 and verse 4 says, "Sing joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth into song, rejoice, and sing praises. Sing to the Lord with the harp. With the harp and the sound of a psalm, with trumpets and the sound of a horn. Shout joyfully before the Lord, the King. Let the sea roar and all its fullness, the world and all those who dwell in it. Let the rivers clap their hands together. Let the hills be joyful together." The Lord is using creation to teach us, to show us, to incite our hearts, to inspire us to praise the Lord in clapping and rejoicing and shouting to the Lord. All of us have to come to a point of faith in our life. Whether we're going to worship the Lord in the way He ordained according to His word, or whether we're going to stay stuck in our tradition, in our upbringing, in our culture, in our formalism, in the accepted Christian culture of the day, or are we going to look into the Psalms and look into the Word of God and say, "I will praise the Lord in the way He has ordained"? The Father is seeking worshipers who will worship Him in spirit and in truth, according to the counsels of the Word of God. Hallelujah. What a day to enter into the presence of the Lord with clapping and rejoicing. Why? In heaven, Revelation 9:6, in heaven it's the sound of mighty thunderings. There are thunderclaps of praise, and it's the sound of many waters as the people and the saints of God worship before the Lord in heaven. How much more do we join in and praise the Lord? When Jesus rode into Jerusalem on the Palm Sunday, the Sunday before He was crucified, He rode in that day into Jerusalem. It was the day of the triumphal entry. And on that day, it was one day out of His whole ministry that Jesus openly allowed the people to acknowledge who He was, Messiah the King. It's the only day Jesus allowed the public expression and acclamation of Him as Messiah King. And as Jesus rode on that donkey down through the valley and up into the city of Jerusalem, the people were waving palm branches before the Lord. They were blessing. The Bible says they were shouting with a loud noise. They were taking off their outer garments and laying them down on the path as a carpet for the King as He rode. And they cried out, "Hosanna to the Son of David. This is the Savior. This is the salvation of God." With a loud noise, they praised and glorified God. And Jesus obviously approved of it. Because there were some traditionalists and some formalists who came along and said, silence your disciples, silence your disciples. Why this great noise of praise? And Jesus said, I tell you that if these would hold their peace, the rocks along the roadside would immediately begin to cry out and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So worthy is our Lord. So worthy is our Lord. We come into the house of the Lord. We come with shouting. We come with dancing. We come with praises. We come with clapping. We come with thunderous ovation to the Lord. He is so worthy of our praise and adoration. Let's not conduct ourselves like he's not in the room. Let's not talk about him like he's not in the room. If Jesus Christ was visibly present on Sunday morning on this platform as we came to worship, would our conduct be different? He's in the room. The gathering together is unto him. And he says, I will declare my Father's name, the great I am God. I'll declare his covenant promises to those who worship, to the brothers and sisters. And Jesus said, in the midst of the church, will I sing praise unto you. I'm going to join with the people of God in praising the Lord. Praise and worship. Clapping hands is a powerful way to worship and appreciate and applaud the Lord. Number two. Clapping hands is a powerful weapon of war. Psalm 47:1 says, O clap your hands, all ye people, shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Clapping and triumph, the voice of shouting, are joined together in this passage. It's a weapon of war. And as we've already alluded to in a couple places in the Old Testament, as God's people went against their enemies, they were using spiritual weapons, not only natural weapons, swords and bows and spears, but there were spiritual weapons involved with the people of God. And those spiritual weapons flow through the entire Word of God, and they are for us today. Clap your hands and shout unto God with a voice of triumph. 2 Corinthians 10:3 to 4 says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. The weapons of our warfare. Romans 6:13 says, and do not present your members, that is the members of your body, as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead, and your physical members, your hands, your feet, your mouth, as instruments of righteousness to God. The Greek, the marginal is, present them as weapons, present them as arms, military arms to the Lord. Clapping our hands is a powerful weapon of war. I don't know about you, but in the day of battle, I want all my weapons. No soldier goes into battle and says, well, I don't need this weapon or that weapon. He never knows what he's going to face. He needs all his artillery. He needs all his weaponry. And God has given us this wonderful expression of warfare. Job 27:23 says, men shall clap their hands at him, that is, at the wicked man, at the oppressor, at the enemy. Men shall clap their hands at him and shall hiss him out of his place. Men shall clap their hands at him and hiss him out of his place. There is a point in our spirit. Sometimes we face trial. We face sickness. We face temptation. We face enemy pressure. We feel that negativity come in on our life. And we need to take up the weapon of the warfare of God and clap our hands. It's like saying, scat. Be gone, enemy. Enough. No more. No further. This is it. Now, it's written into our natural lives. Everyone here knows that if some scavenging bird comes near your house, all you have to do is clap your hand, and that bird goes. It's a way that some pest or rodent comes along, and what do? The immediate reaction is clap your hands, and you give a shout against that animal, and it flees. This is written into the natural world. Sometimes you have an unruly child. Enough. And that's what we do against the enemy of our souls. My, what a powerful weapon it is to clap your hand. It's like a thunderclap against the enemy. You break his power. Hallelujah. You break his advance. Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, 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 Jesus. My Lord. My Lord. What a victory. What a victory, Jesus. The power of darkness is breaking this place. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Sometimes you just have enough of bombardment and pressure, and you say, that's it. That's it. Ezekiel 21, 14, the Lord said, Ezekiel, son of man, prophesy and strike your hands together. That word there, strike your hands, is the word uniformly used for the clapping of hands in Scripture, in the Old Testament. You, son of man, prophesy. Declare the word of the Lord. And strike your hands together. The third time, let the sword do double damage. The third time, let the sword do double damage. It is the sword that slays. The sword that slays the great men that enters their private chambers. You go into the councils of the enemy. You go into the war room of the enemy with your clapping, with your praises, with your declaration. You break the powers of darkness. Ezekiel 21, verse 17, the Lord said, I will also smite my hands together. You're going to clap in the earth, I'm going to clap in the heavens. Whatever is loosed on earth will be loosed in the heavens. Whatever is bound on earth will be bound in the heavens. I also will clap my hands together, and I will cause my fury to rest. I, the Lord, have said it. I, the Lord, have said it. You're standing today before the Lord. I know that you're experiencing this powerful weapon in your own life, and that the Lord has confirmed it to you with signs and wonders in your own life to break chains and shatter darkness and bring release and bring life. What a powerful weapon the Lord has given us. Sometimes as well, and I want to add this in, that we need to strike our hands together to arouse our sleepy consciousness, to arouse our sleepy spiritual state. Sometimes we come into the presence of the Lord and we kind of linger and in the presence of God and we don't get very far very quickly. It's because there's slumber upon our spirit. There's distraction upon our spirit. But if we will clap our hands and come to attention, we can respond immediately to the presence of God. We can gain much time in the presence of the Lord. Sometimes we have to awaken our sleepy consciences. I've said this to you before, that the lion, it is said, when he first awakes, lashes himself with his tail, thereby to rouse courage, and then away he goes after the prey. We're the lions of the tribe of Judah. Sometimes we have to clap, we have to come to attention, we have to alert ourselves in a forceful way to get on with the promises, to get on with the prayers, to get on with believing God and speaking His word. We have to break the sluggishness that tries to attend our way. Sometimes tiredness, weariness, fatigue, circumstances, and we just want to lay back sometimes. But the Lord is calling us in those moments to fight the good fight of faith. We can win the battles. We can walk in the victory of the Lord. Hallelujah. The mighty weapons of praise. You know, Jesus in Matthew 23, I think of the way he addressed the scribes and Pharisees, those religious leaders. And 8 times in Matthew 23, he said, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees." He pronounced curses and woes upon them, and they were like thunderclaps to rouse those men. If somehow he could break them out of their slumber, if somehow he could break them out of their tradition, if somehow he could break them out of their mindsets that were so against the liberty and the glory of the Word of God. And he said, "Woe to you, thunderclaps to arouse their sleepy consciences." Clapping our hands, powerful means of warfare where we smite the enemy and whereby we wake up our sleepy souls before the Lord, invigorate spiritual strength, and bring zeal and power into our lives. Hallelujah. Number 3, clapping hands is a powerful means of establishing truth in the heart, of establishing truth in the heart. Job 17 and verse 3, Job said to the Lord, "Lay down now, put me in a surety or a guarantee with you. Who is he that will strike hands with me?" New King James says, "Put me down in a pledge with you." Lord, put me down in a pledge with you, an unbreaking covenant oath. Says, "Who is it that will strike hands with me? Is there somebody who will strike hands with me? I'm calling on you, Lord, to strike hands with me." When we clap our hands, we are striking covenant with God. We are saying amen to his promises. We are affirming his word. When we clap our hands, we enter into that pledge with the Lord according to his word. And it strengthens our heart and it strengthens our life. What a joy, what a blessing to be able to strike covenant with God. Job said, "I want to strike covenant with you, Lord." And as we hear the word of God preached and as we receive the word of God, sometimes a scripture will come up into your heart and you clap. And you say, "I strike covenant with you, Lord, on that promise. I strike covenant. I say amen to the word of God." We must drive the truths of God as tent pegs down into the soil of our life. The Bible says, strengthen the stakes. Strengthen the stakes. Strengthen the stakes. Get involved with these spiritual realities, with these spiritual truths. Satan is always trying to strip the sound out of the church, trying to strip the expression out of the church, because he does not want Jesus glorified. He does not want the saints to walk in victory. He's still after the worship like he was in the beginning. He doesn't want Jesus to receive the glory and honor. He doesn't want us to get emotionally involved with God. But God is a God of emotion, and God gave us our emotions. And spiritual emotion has never hurt the church of Jesus Christ. But lack of emotion has. Lack of emotion has hurt the church. And some people are kind of nervous, like, what if emotion gets out of hand? What if emotion turns into commotion? But it won't, as long as we abide by the principles of the word and we flow together as a body and we flow in unity and we come into the house of the Lord and we accelerate when the musicians and worshipers accelerate and we die down when the worship dies down. And we let all things be done decently in order. All things. Some people are heavy on the let all things be done decently and in order. Well, let's find out what God's order is. But the first part of it says, let all things be done. So this morning, by the word of God, I say, let all things be done. Shouting and clapping and rejoicing and dancing and ministering gifts of the Spirit and bowing before the Lord and blessing one another. Let all things be done, and let them be done decently and in order. Clap your hands, all ye people. Strike covenant with God. Strike the word of God down into your heart. When truths really begin to burn with fire in my spirit in a day, I clap my hands and I say, Lord, I'm driving that down into my spirit. I'm driving that word down into my spirit so it can never be dislodged. You say, well, that's just a human way of acting. But according to the word of God, It's not. It's a way we get involved with the promises. It's a way we get involved with the Word of God. Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 11 says, the words of the wise are like goads, like tent pegs. And the words of, or not, the goads were the prods for the oxen. And the words of scholars are like well-driven nails or tent pegs given by one shepherd. The great shepherd of the sheep, we all know who he is. He gives these tent pegs. He gives these nails of truth. And he says, I want you to establish your habitation, your spiritual dwelling place. And I want you to drive those tent pegs down into the soil of your heart so they cannot be moved. And those promises stick with you forever. And they hold up your habitation in times of wind and storm and rain. And you find shelter and you find comfort and you find life within the promises of the Lord. We drive the tent pegs down into our heart. We clap our hands. We say amen to the Word of God. And while we're at it, don't forget to drive a tent peg through the mind of your enemy, Satan. His head, his intentions, his plans, his thoughts. Judges 4:21, like Jael, given to us an example in the Word. Heber's wife took a tent peg and took a hammer in her hand and went softly to the enemy and drove the peg into his temple, and it went down into the ground, for he was fast asleep and weary. So he died. Jael took a tent peg and a hammer. The Word of God as a whole, the Bible says, is a hammer. And the tent pegs are the individual truths, the rhemas, the promises, those words that come with fire in your spirit. When the Word of God lights up in you and God says, I want you to take that tent peg and I want you to drive it down through the head of your enemy. Pin the enemy to the earth so he doesn't rise against you in those realms. Hallelujah. Word of God. Clapping our hands, a powerful way to establish truth in the heart. You know, these may be fanciful means to some of you, but I find these are scriptural ways for me to praise the Lord and get involved with the truth and promises of God. And in the field of experience, I know this realm is real. We use the expression in this world, strike while the iron's hot. Strike while the iron's hot, to shape the metal, to forge the weapons, to forge the life. And there are times when the iron is hot, and I can feel it in my spirit. And I feel the promise of God, and I feel the rhema, and I feel an inspired word. It happens many times in the week, obviously, just like it does with you. And many times as that iron is hot, I clap my hands, and I say, forge me, Lord, sharpen me, shape my life according to your will and promise. I get involved with the promise of God. I often clap my hands according as the Bible phraseology is, to cause the bellows to burn, to blow fiercely on the fire of my heart. I'm clapping my hands and I'm saying, Spirit, come alive. Breath of God, wind of God, blow upon the coals of my heart. Blow upon this forge of my heart that I can light up, that I can burn with fire, that I can be on fire with your promise and your word and prophetic inspiration. We get involved with God. We get involved with God. Hallelujah. It's an invitation. It's an invitation according to the Word of God. No one is forced to do this. No one is demanded to by the Lord. The Lord only receives surrender. But the Lord has given us advice in His Word whereby we can live in vibrancy with Him. We can live in greater victory with Him. And I trust this morning that some of these words have ministered to your heart today. Will help change your life. Change your life. My, when you're in your vehicle, when you're at home, you can begin to clap your hands in the house of the Lord. Begin to join the great body of Christ in this place and clap your hands. Clap your hands, all you people. All you people. See, it's a command, but it's not a demand because the Lord will never demand or force the surrender of our lives to Him. But it's a command. Clap your hands, all you people. When I read that, I know that God doesn't want one single believer not clapping their hands. And using these means and these avenues to bring forth life and strength into them and into the house of the Lord. Clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. So why clap our hands? Number one, because it's a powerful way to appreciate and worship and applaud the Lord. Number two, because it's a powerful means whereby we engage warfare. It's a weapon of warfare for our lives, where we can smite the enemy, drive back the enemy, awaken ourselves out of spiritual sluggishness, and be at attention before the Lord quickly in His presence. And third, clapping our hands is a wonderful way that we can drive the tent pegs of His word and promises down into our heart, drive His word through the enemy's head, pin the enemy to the earth. Powerful way to establish the word of God in our own hearts as we say amen to the promises of the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's stand together this morning. Hallelujah. Sing a song in this house. Let us rejoice. Lift up a shout, our God is able. How many have learned to raise a hallelujah? How many have learned to shout a hallelujah?